This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Birmingham political watchers will have about 7 more weeks of campaigning to enjoy after a number of races went to runoffs following Tuesday's municipal elections. Chief among them is the mayoral race, which will pit incumbent William Bell against challenger Randall Woodfin. We take a look at Tuesday's election with Alabama Media Group columnist John Archibald. He joins us to talk politics, as he does most Thursdays. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Andrew.
Well, in this runoff between Bell and Woodfin, Bell actually came up a few points short of Woodfin. What do you take away from that result?
Well, I mean, it was a surprising result to a lot of people because the incumbent mayor has been there quite a while and at a time when you know, the city has not done as poorly as it has in the past. But, I mean, I think it really speaks to the sort of dissatisfaction we've had with the mayor and the council and the disputes between them. And I call it sort of a lack of civility, and I think there is something of a statement to that.
Well, we'll get to more of that later, but now that we have this mayoral race down from 12 candidates to 2, how do you see it shaping up over the next 7 weeks or so?
Oh, it's real interesting. You remember that in 2010, we were in sort of a similar situation in that Patrick Cooper had was running against William Bell and had a lead going into the runoff, and Bell ended up winning pretty handily in that race. It became pretty ugly race at times, and I would not be surprised to see that happen here. There are some really interesting dynamics, though, because of the council members who are in runoffs and how that affects the overall race, I think, is going to be an interesting thing to watch.
Now, in the mayor's race, the third-place finisher, Chris Woods, he polled about 18%. Do his supporters naturally go to one of the other two candidates, in your view?
I would tend to think that most of Chris Woods' supporters are older people who knew his family and the civil rights movement. So I would think that those would be most likely to go to Bell. But some of those are also people who just don't like Bell. So I really don't think that that as a unit goes to either one. I think they split. And I'm not really sure that in that bunch itself is enough to make up the difference that we saw in the runoff.
Well, on the city council side, 6 incumbents won re-election pretty handedly. 2, though, are headed to runoffs. That's City Councilwoman Kim Rafferty, who barely made a runoff with Hunter Williams, and City Council President Jonathan Austin, who will face challenger Daryl O'Quinn. Why do you think these two couldn't put away the competition the way their fellow council members did?
Well, I think they're two different issues. I think there was a lot of dissatisfaction with Kim Rafferty and a lot of people in that race, and clearly she was quite lucky to make the runoff. It was not very close at all. So she would be, I think, in some trouble. The Jonathan Austin race is fascinating because he is the city council president who is largely seen as the person who, you know, butted, well, other than Marcus Lundy, who didn't run, he was seen as sort of the focal point of the anti-Bell contingent. And both he and Bell struggled. And I think that, you know, has something to do with the fact that they were seen as not being able to get along or work together. And I don't think there's any mystery there. The real interesting thing is that in Austin's district, Woodfin is very strong. So I think Woodfin being in the runoff really hurts him. And conversely, I think Austin being in a runoff himself kind of hurts Bell. So it'll be interesting to see.
Well, let me press you a little bit on this issue of friction between the council and mayor's office, because you wrote that the message is clear from this election. Voters are tired of pettiness, of griping between the council and the mayor's office. But every incumbent who ran either was reelected or made a runoff. So how can you say that the message is a message of change?
Right. Well, that's a good point. It's very difficult to beat a council member, an incumbent council member. It happens rarely. But I think that where they struggled were in those two focal points, Bell and Austin. And those are the loudest, the most lightning rod, the people who have actually taken action to thwart each other. So while it could be certainly an overstatement, those are the places where voters are, I think, making that call.
There are many incumbents returning to the council. We have a couple of these races just down to 2, including the mayor's race. But based on what we know now, what do you see that relationship like between the city council and the mayor's office? Will the election change anything?
Of course, that depends on who is elected.
Sure.
But I mean, if you end up with a Woodfin and Daryl O'Quinn, for instance, in that situation, I think everything changes. If you end up with Bell and Austin, then we have 4 more years of the same.
John Archibald is a columnist with the Alabama Media Group. You can read his column each Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday in the Birmingham News, online anytime at al.com. John, thanks for coming by.
Thank you.